This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. LineupMedia.fm production, brought to you this week and every week by Audible.com.
Go to it.
Yeah.
What is it? Audibletrial.com/surreal to get your free 30-day trial and a free audiobook download. And I'm wondering why we're not doing this at the end of the show like normal. You don't have your notes with you this week for whatever reason.
No, but you know what? I was freeballing it.
You were freeballing it?
Of course I was.
That's not the term. Also, if we're doing it, might as well say stop by our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com/Amazon.
That's true.
And if you make any purchases after going to that, it'll forward you to Amazon, and it's like our portal. Anything you buy there, we get a little kickback on. So say you buy a $500 TV, we might get
it. It sends us through the portal to another dimension.
Yeah, the Amazon dimension. It's crazy. All right, what are we talking about this week?
We are talking about urban legends.
All right, slow down. We're not ready to quite get into that yet.
Oh.
So last week we were trying to do the road trip show.
Yes, we were.
We kind of got it started. I released it finally on Thursday.
It was just not very. It wasn't. You know, we should have thought that through a little bit better.
A lot better.
Because that wasn't a good. That was a good situation. It wasn't a good situation to do that.
No, if we would have left 3 hours earlier in the morning, maybe.
Yeah.
And we could have made it to, what was it, Serpent Mound in daytime?
Yeah, but we didn't.
We did not.
We did not make it to Serpent Mound.
We didn't even worth trying.
We just had a big pizza party with some friends.
Yeah, we did pretty much. We made it to Cincinnati, hung out with Jay and his brother Mike for a while, and had some pizza. We played some video games, and then we decided to drive home. God, that drive was long on the way. It seemed like it was nothing on the way there, didn't it?
Fuck no, it was murderous on the way there.
Really?
Too. God,
dude, the way there was nothing for me. I feel like a 5-hour drive on the way anywhere is easy.
5 hours anywhere is just painstaking.
It was actually closer to six.
Painstaking.
I thought it was easy.
Anything over 20 minutes is too much for me.
Really, man?
Yeah.
See, I love driving. Like, we drove to Maine, we've driven to Colorado. Oh, true. But California, and driven both sides of the country. I love it.
I want nothing to do with it.
Oh, man, it's nice.
I'd rather fly or something.
You don't fly often, do you?
No.
And you're not as big as me. And
can you drink on a train?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take a train.
Why would you want to drink on a train, though?
I don't know. I feel like it'd make me feel better.
You know what drinks are on a train? I guess you could smuggle some in your... Because they don't check your bags on a train.
Right. So, like, bottles of water with vodka in them.
Yeah, there's no smoking cars usually anymore, though.
Fuck a train, then.
Yeah, you can't smoke on the train.
What about... I smoke on an airplane.
No.
Right in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's illegal.
So is warming your car up in Illinois.
They'll toss you... Apparently so. So apparently now, you can't start your car before you go outside in the morning and warm it up and go back in anyway. You must.
Yeah.
It's like you can't pump your gas without, you know, staying at the pump. You can't leave your car running without being by it.
That's ridiculous.
Where are we living? And this is a police state. It's police state.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally. I agree.
All right. I guess we can get to the topic now since you're chomping at the bit.
What is the topic?
You already said, dummy. It's urban legends.
I forgot.
Urban legends. Urban myths. Stuff like that.
Why can't it be like woodland legends instead? Like, why does it have to be urban? Urban, I feel like urban
rural?
Is like...
Why can't it be rural legends?
Yeah, rural legends.
I'm sure some legends are rural.
Well, you know where I was going with that, right?
No.
Tundra legends, Oni legends, woodland legends, urban legends.
Oh, I got you. Like it's from Halo.
Jeez. Where'd you guys get this guy? Joking on, I drove from Alaska to Mississippi. Holy shit.
Nice drive, finally.
Right.
Anyway, so I guess let's get started. So number one on our list, so what we're going to do today, and I guess you can call it because we didn't have a lot of time for research, like always because we're assholes in this time of the year. We're going to just be reading off stuff from lists we find on the internet. So this first list is we're going to go through is a list from list25.com, 25 most popular urban legends still being told. And we're going to cherry pick as we go through and talk about them. Did you just...
Huh?
Oh, my God. I'm going to go ahead and pull you out on that one. So he grabs the microphone, raises up one cheek, pulls the microphone down there, and he just tooted. You'll probably hear that on the – I said tooted. Wow, that's even worse.
Yeah, they'll hear it on the podcast, but you'll smell it in the studio.
You're horrible, man.
This one's a good one, though. Mr. Rogers was a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, so the rumor goes Mr. Rogers was a Navy SEAL.
You know, it's a beautiful day in the neighbor. Everybody knows who Mr. Rogers is, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Yeah,
changed his shoes.
People apparently claim that the reason he wears sweaters and everything like that is to cover up all of his tattoos.
Yeah, because he's got, like, the anchors and shit, because he's like a badass. Yeah. I mean, look at him.
Apparently, he was never even in the military.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
God, I really want him to be a Navy SEAL.
You know Bob
so
Ross
bad.
Though?
Bob Ross. The
painter guy?
That was a tree.
He was in the military. I think he was a drill instructor, actually. So
that doesn't fit at all. Because he's so nice and gentle.
Little happy trees.
Birds. We got birds.
All right, let's move on.
His paintings are like a metaphor for life. Like, I fucked that up. That was a tree. You know what? Now it's a happy bird.
It's a happy bird.
So you just, forget about it.
How do you turn a tree into a bird? I can see fucking
Bob Ross, baby.
Bird and turn a tree. Okay. All right. Bloody Mary.
Wait a minute, man. So you're telling me Mr. Rogers was not a Navy SEAL?
He was not even in the military.
And that's confirmed.
He was just a nice guy. Fred Rogers. I think he was a teacher.
Yeah, but can you imagine if he snapped, though? Like, after, what was that little show with the king that where the little train went in?
That's it. That was like you go through the wall on the other side of, like, the land of make-believe, I think it was called.
Is that what it was?
Something like that. Mr. McFeely was the only guy, I think, that actually went back.
Oh, God, that's a terrible child pedo name.
Mr. McFeely? Whoa, I never even thought about that. Mr. McFeelia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, we done with old Fred Rogers? Rest in peace.
His name was Fred?
You didn't know his name was Fred?
I thought it was Mr.
All right, so the next one on this list is Bloody Mary. So everybody knows about that, right? You look into the mirror. You go in the bathroom, you shut the door. If you have a door in your bathroom, if you're lucky like that. Not all of us are. My bathroom door upstairs in my bedroom, it's one of those bifold doors. It's kind of come off, and I am just too lazy to fix it because, there's nobody coming up to my bedroom.
It's very liberating to go to the bathroom with the door open.
Well, the commode's like around a corner in there. It's kind of a big bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
you're kind of hidden anyway.
I'm hidden anyway. But if you look in through the door, you can see the mirror. I can make eye contact with you, bouncing it off the mirror.
If I ever get rich enough to build my own house, I want to have a shitter in the living room. That way, when people come over, if they feel uncomfortable, you know what I mean? Like,
you don't use it, right?
Is he going to the bathroom in the living room?
You do use it.
Totally usable. Like, it's just like, if I just, and just sit over there and take a shit real quick, in the living room.
Everybody's always said, I wish my recliner has a toilet built in, but you're like, no.
Nope, just actual toilet right in between the chair and the love seat.
You have a bidet as well?
That'll be in the kitchen.
That'd be in the kitchen. That's gross, man. That's where you eat. Or at least you make your food.
I didn't say I thought it out very well.
Anyway, Bloody Mary, you go into the bathroom, shut the door, turn the light out. Maybe you have a candle or something. Or is it all dark? I don't know. Let's see what it says here.
I thought you turned the light out.
Yeah, you turn the lights out, look into the mirror, say Bloody Mary 3 times, and supposedly she will be summoned right behind you. But in the history of this ever happening, I don't think she's ever shown up. I know I've did it.
I've done it a few times.
Yeah, and maybe the first time I felt a little apprehensive. Like, what? Well, I mean, what if, right? What if this bitch shows up? What if that bitch?
That's kind of like the Candyman thing.
It's exactly like Candyman.
It's candy.
Actually.
It's exactly like Candyman.
Candyman was much scarier. That dude had
Candyman.
Bees all
there
over
was that
him.
Todd. Tony Todd.
Tony Todd. Yeah.
Whew, God, that was a scary
dude.
Movie.
That guy's such a good actor. He was in Star Trek. Played about 9 different roles.
Yeah, yeah. He's in a lot actually.
Well, the Star Trek TV shows. He was in all 4 of them. He played Worf's brother, Kern. He played like 4 or 5 different aliens.
Worf was such a good character.
He played Captain Sisko's kid, Jake Sisko, from Deep Space 9. But in the future, when Jake was an old man, he was played by Tony Todd. It was interesting.
Just for everyone out there, Star Wars over Star Trek. Sorry.
No.
Yeah.
They're different. It's like comparing apples and oranges. Just because they're space-based doesn't even mean you need to draw the comparison.
I don't even think it has anything to do with space-based. I think it has to do with star.
Star Wars isn't how can okay at least Star Trek
not a star but star Star Wars or Star Trek, and it's because they're really similar, so I prefer Star Wars over
All
Star
right,
Trek
whatever
There's what no do you prefer here. Are you trying to tell me you like Star Trek?
There's way more Star Trek to go around than there is Star Wars.
So just because there's more don't make it better. It's quality, not quantity.
Have you ever
man.
Watched the series? Is really
yeah Next Generation like an MF-er.
Yeah right okay then I just told you what Worf's brother's name was. What is it?
Cog.
Moving on. It's Kern.
Kern, yeah, that's what I said.
So Kennedy and the Jelly Donut. Have you heard of this one?
No.
So apparently one time Kennedy was in Germany and he was giving a speech and he yells out to the crowd, "Ich bin ein Berliner."
Now you're talking about John F.
John F., yes. Which means I am a Berliner. But apparently a Berliner or Berliner in Germany is a donut. So the crowd, he's like, "I am a Berliner." And they're like, "I am a donut.
I am a jelly donut."
But everybody basically got it. But the urban legend is that everybody laughed at him because I'm a jelly donut. But no, over there, they're like, "Yeah, okay, I get it. You're saying you're from Berlin." I'm like, "I'm a Berliner."
So is this true?
No, it happened, yeah. He said, "I am a Berliner," which, but it's too close to Berliner, which is a donut.
I don't know why that made the list.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Lucky. What about that one where it's, "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?"
I was telling you about that.
Yeah.
So I saw this on a video like a day or two when I was watching some, you know, videos to get pumped up for this. Apparently, the video I saw was of this goth chick. She's on like the campus like message boards or whatever, looking for a goth guy for some fun or whatever, and they start talking. So they have a date, and they end up getting it on, right? So her roommate comes back. And the lights are out, and it seems like she's getting on hot and heavy. The roommate is with some guy or whatever. And she's like, "Oh, my God, I'm not looking.
Keep going on."
And goes over to her bed and, you know, goes to sleep while this, you know, the rompous sex is going on.
Right.
She gets up in the morning and goes over to talk to her friend, pulls the covers back, and she's mutilated under the covers. And somehow she missed it. But on the wall next to her, written in blood, it says, "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the lights?"
Gosh, man, that would be bad.
What are you doing?
Nothing. That would be super bad.
Put a phone over there.
No, this is so I can comment because I didn't bring my laptop today.
Well, you don't get a comment then. You forget your laptop, you don't get a comment.
Man, can you imagine that though? Just thinking like your roommate's getting it on and then when you wake up they were actually getting murdered. You could have did something or maybe you even could have said something and then got killed yourself. And I think that may be the message on the wall. Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?
Yeah, lucky she's not freaking into like threesomes. She's like, "Hey, you guys need a third? Yeah, stab, stab, stab." No? Okay. Well, that's similar to the other one, humans can lick too. So this woman goes to bed at night, and she reaches down to the side of her bed to pet her dog. The dog's under the edge of the bed, and the dog just licks her hand as she goes to bed. So she gets up in the morning and finds the dog all mutilated and splayed out and written on the wall in blood. This is kind of that's why it made me think of it, is humans can lick too. So apparently the killer of the dog was under the bed and licked her hand when she went down to reach for the dog.
That would freak me out bad.
A doy. A doy.
What the hell does that mean?
A duh, like doy. You know, duh.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. What about the dissolving tooth? You know about that? It's an urban legend that if you were to take a tooth somehow, you've ripped someone's tooth out of their head and put it in a glass of Coca-Cola, that it will dissolve overnight into nothing. The tooth will just be eaten alive.
Fun fact, I have all my teeth I've ever lost.
Huh. Fun fact.
Okay, sorry, yeah, but so we could, I could, what I'm getting at is I could try that.
I guess so, but the Mythbusters did, I think, and then.
Also, I'm fucking too late.
Yeah, it didn't
Did it dissolve it? Now, we know Coke's some hardcore shit, though, Coca-Cola, that is, that, like, you can dissolve the battery acid on your terminal posts on top of your battery, like the corrosion.
Mm-hmm.
I also seen a video where I heard that you can pour Coke on a raw pork steak or a pork chop, and it'll bring worms out of it.
If there's worms in it.
Oh,
or do all steaks have worms in it, you're saying?
No. It makes them.
It makes them.
I don't know. It was a very uninformative video. But no, but like if you take a 20-ounce bottle of Coke, much like this, and you dump it out, and then you pour milk in it, the Coca-Cola will actually separate the water in the milk, and you'll end up with just clear Coca-Cola. It's totally weird.
Say that again. The Coca-Cola separates the water in the milk?
No.
You didn't say that right.
You dump milk into Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola will.
So the milk settles out or pulls out the particles out of the
soda. Yeah, so you'll have your soda, your brown syrup, and then you'll have your little bit of white, and then you'll have all like clear liquid up here.
I gotta try that.
Yeah, that's pretty wicked.
Okay, let's see.
Kyle says he's ready whenever we are.
Okay, we'll give you a call here in a bit, Kyle.
Walt Disney was frozen. I always thought this was true.
Hold on, I had another soda one. Oh. It's not really a myth, but you ever heard of the crazy Russian hacker guy on YouTube?
Yeah, Lucifer.
Yeah, or whatever his name is, I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, he took a Coca-Cola, like a bottle of it, half empty, poured liquid nitrogen in it, and it dumped it upside down, and it shot off like a rocket. And it, like, it makes Mentos and Diet Coke, you know, the whole Mentos thing and Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Look like, you know, baking soda and fucking vinegar.
Oh, I know the guy you're talking about, and it's not.
He's like, this is something you should not try at home.
Yeah.
Anyway, he pours it in, turns it upside down, it Like, the camera can't even catch how fast it goes away. Then he shows a wide angle view and it just takes off, even out of that, at like super fast speed. Then he does it with water just in this thing, and he turns that up. Same thing. So apparently the reaction of instantly freezing something in a container like that produces enough of a
propellant.
Gas, yeah. Some sort of gas that sends it off.
Off the subject a little bit, but do you ever watch the Hydraulic Press channel?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's like three of them, though. There's three different press channels of shit getting squished. There's the Swedish guy, him and his wife are always laughing whenever they break something.
I've never seen that one.
That's like the main one, I think.
Have you seen the gold bar get crushed?
Yeah, it was
that
like
was
the,
cool.
Like the it was, one yeah, it was kilo just, gold bar.
Yeah, that was yeah. cool. That was cool. I like that channel.
All right, moving on. The Good Samaritan. You've had
Wait,
to have heard of
Kyle Colley says, Coke will also dissolve your clean gasoline from just about anything. Eats rust. Yeah. Right.
Well, dissolving clean.
It cleans gasoline? From, I guess we have gas
so
on
gas
something.
Like your clothes or something?
Right.
That's interesting. Thanks, Kyle. Thank you. Okay, anyway, the Good Samaritan. So this is, here's your scenario. You're driving down the road, minding your own business, and what do you see up ahead? Somebody pulled over the side of the road, changing a tire or something like that, broken down. You decide, what the hell, I'm feeling pretty good. I pull over and help them out. So you pull over, help them out, change their tire, fix their radiator, whatever you do.
Might as well.
A week later, you get a check in the mail, 10 grand or something. Turns cool. out the person you pulled over and helped, rich.
Well, that's awesome.
That's the urban legend. I don't think it's ever happened, though.
My boss is rich. I changed his tire. He didn't give me shit.
That's horrible, man. Wouldn't that be cool, though? Does that kind of make you want to start pulling over and helping people?
No, it makes me want to be rich.
Have you ever did that? Pulled over and helped somebody?
Yeah, I did. We pulled over one time. There was a guy that had, it was a flat tire. I asked him if he needed help. He said he didn't have a jack. I was like, I don't either.
That was it?
Yeah, I'm like, I wish I could. If I had a jack, I would help you.
I saw somebody I knew. It doesn't really count. I pulled over and helped her change her tire. This was a while back. I pulled over and given people rides before.
If you know them, that doesn't really count, though.
Yeah, I know. I pulled over and given people rides because it was cold.
Dude, never give a stranger a ride.
They looked all right. I said, fuck it. I figure I'm more
I'm
scary than
that.
They are.
I'm not with giving strangers rides.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
Stranger danger, man.
Whatever.
We're talking about urban legends, and here you are wanting to give strangers rides. That's like an urban legend in itself right there. Like,
good point.
I'll help this guy, and then rant, and you're fucking dead.
I didn't even think about that.
Ben Stiller, what movie was that where he...
Something About Mary.
Pulled over, gave a guy a ride, huh?
Yeah, that reminds
me. He was just about
to
cut your throat.
That reminds me. We were talking about, if you listen to the end of the last week's road trip episode, we stopped at the rest stop in the middle of Missouri before, you know, because I had to sleep a little bit, and Erica gets out and goes for a walk. At past midnight at a rest stop.
At a rest stop, yeah, I did.
So who knows what he was out there doing? You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I was staring down all the weirdos.
You were staring down? Was there a lot of them?
There was like three or four, yeah.
You were staring them down? I thought you said it was a fight club.
Right, well, it was a fight club, but I couldn't tell you about that because...
all the shenanigans behind the bushes.
Think about it. What is the first rule of fight club?
That's true.
So we pulled over at this rest stop, and Everett's like, I got to take a nap. I'm like, you pussy. Whatever. So he pulls over. He sleeps. I get out. I start trying the chocolate water, the hot water chocolate that is at every rest stop they call
Did
hot cocoa.
Did you get
cocoa.
You some there, too?
Yeah, it sucked.
Same thing?
Sucked.
That's weird, dude. I've never had bad hot chocolate out of a machine.
All three rest stops we had were bad hot chocolate. Terrible. But, yeah, so there's a fight club there. I got in, of course, three in a row. So
three in a row, yeah.
Right.
You're pretty badass, I guess. All right, next one. Walt Disney is cryogenically frozen.
I thought that was true.
That's what everybody says. I've heard, like, Ted Williams, his head's cryogenically
frozen. I heard
the
Duke.
Yeah, John Wayne, cryogenically frozen. I don't buy it. So what they're saying here, actually, the records show that Walt Disney was actually cremated in 1966. So he, on the record, is cremated. But who's to say what they gave?
Well, right, the record is, you know, who makes the records?
It could be a broken record, man.
I wasn't thinking about that. I'm just saying, you know, records can be manipulated, man. We never did find out if you play a record
backwards.
You know
how they say rules were made to be broken? Records were made to be manipulated.
I don't get it.
Rules were made to be broken. It's a saying, right?
Cliquialism. Well, yeah.
So, records were made to be altered? How about that?
Nope. Yeah, I mean, Barry Bonds.
Goddamn. Okay.
He's got an asterisk by his name for a reason.
He does not, actually.
I mean, Mark McGuire does. What do you mean? Why doesn't he, though?
There's no asterisks in the records. There's just that doesn't exist. There's not, like, asterisks. This guy may or may not have did steroids.
I think he did.
Yeah, well, you think.
Okay, so when he played with the Pirates, he was the size of...
Shut up, because you think that Mandela died like 10 years... Or not Mandela. Fidel Castro died like 10 years ago, and he didn't. So.
Well, right, he just died, but I had heard it before that.
No, you had heard that he had a stroke, and his brother Raul had taken power.
We got Mandela'd on that.
So you're not really my brother again?
No, I am your brother.
I wonder how many removed you are from my original brother. It's probably why I don't like you.
Oh, yeah, different universe. I get it.
Yeah, you're the one from the universe who's a dickhead.
Well, yeah, guilty.
Whoa, man, you got a guy going crazy over in the chat here.
Yeah, that's Rick.
Oh, hey, Rick.
He heard me talking about that. I work with him. He's heard me talking about how my botch was rich and I changed his tire and he gets shit. He's like, which boss? I'm like, well, you know what? I'm not going to go there in case they watch this.
All right. Next one on the list, sewer gators.
What the fuck is that?
So you never heard the story? People go down to Florida or go somewhere anywhere.
Oh, gators.
Gators. Sewer alligators.
It's not what I thought you meant. Like pizza gate, sewer gate.
No, not sewer. God damn it. Yeah, they go down the sewer and they got the children. No, that's more like it. Stephen King's It. We all float.
They all float.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, okay, so let's hear it. So you go on vacation, you buy a couple little alligators to take home as pet because people do that. Somebody apparently does that in wherever universe this urban legend comes
somebody
from.
Somebody that's, you know, not very smart.
Oh, but they're getting a little big. We better flush them down the toilet to get rid of them. You know what I mean? Because, again, that's a great idea. Flush your alligator down the toilet.
It's not going to fit. Let's be serious.
If it's
about
the little baby ones, you know, you buy them.
If that's the case, it wouldn't be too big.
Well, maybe you're worried about it. You're just like, fuck it. I'm going to get rid of it. The whole urban
legend. There's exotic animal.
That's why most of these urban legends are like, really, huh? Anyway, so not only does the alligator survive the trip through the toilet into the sewers, it thrives on bugs and refuse and
rats.
And becomes
goats.
Huge. And then there's sewers and there's gators in the sewers, apparently.
I don't think they could survive with that much like fecal matter and shit, though. Do you?
I'm sure they probably could. They live in swamps and bogs, which is just decomposing bullshit anyway.
Yeah, but shit stinks because of pathogens. You know,
shit stinks because of bacteria.
Yeah, but the
pathogens can be a bacteria. Anyway, we're not getting into that kind of science right now. But my point is this. You couldn't happen in, like, New York. And I'll tell you why.
No, could the Ninja Turtles?
Well, let me tell you something about... You don't know about turtles and alligators. They're cold-blooded. Whenever you have a winter such as what New York has and the Northeast has, it's going to kill any kind of outdoor alligator, you know what I mean, living in a sewer. It doesn't have a heating lamp.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I can only imagine how cold. Dude, that shit's got to freeze down there. I mean, like the water, everything, it's got to be frozen.
Well, I'm sure they keep it moving. But
and, well, alligators are cold-blooded, though.
I wonder if it works like in Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I know you don't watch that show, but Frank and Charlie, they like to go down in the sewers and explore and find stuff. Because they're weird.
Really?
Anyway, the sewers down there were like giant open like chambers that they would like basically they'd open up one chamber to move the sewage along and it comes flooding along like a thing and you either got to take off all your clothes and hold them up or what. Any which way, I just wonder if the sewers like that in the big cities are just giant open chambers full of fucking flowing shit water. Underground lakes.
Jason Part 8, they were in that sewer. It flooded with toxic waste.
Why
what
would
is
they have,
that?
Yeah, why would you have
EPA would be all over that shit.
I never thought about that. You're not just having a tube
You can't have toxic waste in your sewers. That's not going
to
work.
And let's go back to the fact that, again, after he gets hit with the toxic waste, for whatever reason, he turns back into his child self.
Right, come on. The toxic waste.
And then the toxic waste was gone, and he was laying in a pool of, like, antifreeze, it looked like.
Yeah, that just wasn't very realistic.
Yeah, it was scary when I was a kid, though.
Very much. Wait, I get to pick one now. Spider's legs under your skin.
Ooh, that's a good one. So you're
everybody's
in another
country. Been scared of that.
Only in the countries apparently other than America do spiders do this. But you go to another country and you're sleeping or for whatever happens and a spider bites you, mind you, and lays eggs under your skin, I guess, through their mouth. That's what they say. So you make it home a couple days later, weeks later, however long it takes for spider eggs that are gestating under your skin to mature enough to hatch. But eventually your skin erupts into a crazy spider fest, and out come crawling all the spiders. You remember there was books when we were kids, like Goosebump books, but there was another one. They had like, you know, it was black and red and white on the cover of it. I forget, there was like four volumes.
Are You Afraid of the Dark or Tales of the Dark or something like that? The one had a skull
Scary
on.
Stories to Scary Tell in the Dark.
Yep, that's it. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Do you remember that story being in that?
No.
There was a story about a lady who, you know, felt something on her face.
I remember the cover of the book.
I think that was the cover story, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't buy that, though. There's no...
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll
get some spiders?
Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll get some spiders that lay eggs through their mouth. We'll get them
through their mouth. Right, okay, so here's the thing. Yeah, how do you get the spiders under your skin? Let's be honest about things.
They're not sticking their ass through your skin, I'll tell you that.
I don't understand that. Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of fucking sense, does it?
No. All right, kidney heist.
Oh, yeah.
So
everybody heard about that.
One.
You're a tourist.
You meet the stranger, right, and you're having fun with the stranger, and for whatever reason, you let your guard down, and somehow they drug you, gash you, whatever, and you wake up in a pool or a bathtub of ice in some seedy hotel room. your kidneys are cut out. You got large. Maybe, hopefully, they've sewed your shit shut and maybe kept you from dying.
Maybe, maybe not.
Did they take both of them? You're dead at that point. Not dead immediately, but you're going to need dialysis.
Whew.
You got about 10, 12 hours to get to a hospital.
Jeez, that'd be crazy. Deal, man.
Apparently, that does happen. Like, there's movies. Like, you ever seen, like, not Hostile, but there's very similar movies.
Turista?
Was that the one that was in Brazil?
No. That was Brothel?
Maybe. Fuck, I don't know. There's so many.
There's
like
a lot
that,
of them like that.
Where, you know, the doctor will just, I'm taking your organs for the black market.
They're going to sell them. They're going to make. I mean, I don't know what it. I'm not part of.
If you
can
get
market.
50 grand a kidney, that's not a bad business to go into.
Yeah, but you is that do they go for that much? I mean, I guess a human body's worth some money. If you,
if
I guess
you, can't, if you need a transplant you what, and you got money and you're not on the like close enough on the list and you might die if you don't get it.
David Rockefeller, 100 and something years old, just had his. No, he's not 190. He's like 106 or something like that. But he just had, no, maybe he's 102. Just had his sixth heart transplant. Heart transplant, sixth.
Wow. Well, how does he keep growing hearts if they're giving him, if he can keep
He's
giving
not them? Growing the hearts, oh, obviously. He's stealing them from little children.
How does he get it? How does a child heart support an old man?
I didn't think about
You'd
that.
You'd have to be an adolescent.
But no, he does. It's literally on record, his sixth heart transplant. And he's still alive, kicking. Just, yeah.
You got money, man. That's why I want to be rich.
Well, that's the thing. I bet he gets his shit from the black market. I mean, nobody in their right mind would put him on, you know, like, the list. It's like, look, dude, you've done been through five hearts. Why am I going to, like, give you a good one? So he has to, you know, he's going to have to steal.
Why not?
He's going to have to kill people.
Cool, we just got a new person to join the group on Facebook. I just approved him in.
What group is that?
The Surreal Talk Cults, Conspiracies, and the Paranormal, the group. I changed the name to, instead of group, Surreal Talk Cults, Conspiracies, and the Paranormal group, the group. Kind of like a Spaceballs thing.
Yeah.
Surreal Talk, the breakfast cereal.
Surreal Talk,
That's
the
next week.
Facebook page. Surreal Talk, the group.
Facebook group.
There you go.
Anyway, so that's cool. If you haven't joined up yet, join up. We have a lot of cool stuff going on.
The group
there.
Is fun.
I think we do way more.
It's a little less
than we do
formal.
On our Facebook
we do.
Page,
we do. Yeah. The group's getting fun.
Yeah. Okay. The killer in the backseat. Next myth. You know this one.
Oh yeah.
Then tell it, dickhead.
I don't know it.
Why are you being
okay?
Like
so
that?
You're driving down the road.
Yeah.
And then
somebody behind you gets up real close and flashes their lights. Their brights on you real bright.
Okay, that's not what I thought was going on. You got to tell this one then, because I was thinking like you're driving down the road and you don't know there's somebody in the back seat.
Well, that is what's going on. But you're freaking out because there's somebody behind you keeps getting up real close and flashing their brights on you real bright. So you make it all the way to where you're going, and that person pulls in behind you and gets out and runs up, you know, and you get out and run away, but they catch you. And they're like, she's like, what are you doing? Why are you flashing your lights? There was somebody in your back seat, and they kept raising up with a knife. So I turned on my brights so they would hide back down. I saved your life.
Ooh, that's pretty interesting. That's not where I thought this was going to go.
Yeah. And I don't remember how it ends, but maybe they go back and find the guy. Maybe they don't. I don't remember.
I mean, what would the fuck? What would be the purpose of hiding in somebody's back? I guess you have to be a psycho killer for that.
Stab them, yeah. I mean,
I would never do that.
What if you're like a Kurt Russell in Death Proof, but like reverse? You just
like
to be
that
car.
Fucking movie.
You didn't like Death
No.
Proof? What about the other one, Grindhouse?
That was good.
Yeah, it was okay.
That was a zombie movie. I liked that. Except the only thing I couldn't handle about that being a zombie movie is that the blood was like stringy, kind of. It was kind of like a polymer. It was more
like a
slime.
Polymer? Stop saying things like polymer.
Do you even know what polymer is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Just because it's a polymer is just a chemical. It's put together.
Snot. Think of snot.
Well, not all polymers are snots. Hold on. Let me get the exact definition. Polymer.
Here we fucking go. I think you're wrong. Everett Russell Burns even just said that. Ha-ha.
He's not talking about that. He couldn't have. He hasn't heard it yet. He's 30 seconds behind.
Yeah, I know, but it went well with what I was talking about.
A large molecule or macromolecule composed of many repeated subunits. Because of their broad range of properties, both synthetic and natural polymers play an essential and ubiquitous role in everyday life. It doesn't mean they're snotty.
Snotty.
No. Just, God damn it. Wheeze the juice. Where are we at here? I'm moving on.
Hey, let's take old boy's call. He's ready to go. Let's stop our list halfway, and we'll come back to the list after we take this guy. He's got something he wants to talk about. He's live. Wait.
Who's ready? Kyle's ready. We'll talk to Kyle real quick. Hold on. Let me go over there. I got to find my number. Hang with me, Kyle. Hey, why don't you keep up some... Get off your fucking phone.
I'm reading about freaking...
No, you're not.
Okay.
Don't lie to me.
All right, so we already did the dissolving of the coke. What about... I always heard... Hey, man, we got to talk about Snopes.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so Snopes, you know, Snopes usually is like a, it's like a debunking website or whatever, or you know, they usually provide truth, or they're supposed to be unbiased, but I don't believe that.
It was originally created so people can go and check and see if an urban legend was bullshit.
Urban legend or news story, you know.
Well, any kind of story. Well, that, urban story, legend, bullshit, whatever.
You know what? Right. Something that we haven't done is like talk about how all the fake news pushed this recently, and Snopes has nothing to do with it. Like usually, you should go to Snopes and check shit out. Right. You know, they're all pushing for the. What do you mean? All right.
I'm just talking out loud. I'm getting ready to make that phone call.
Oh, so we're getting ready to get Kyle on the line. We got a guy calling in here. He wants to talk about some stuff. He's on the YouTube chat. We've seen him a few times. Julie Calderon, Queen of Pops. Oh man, William Shields says that the most will go between $2,000 and $5,000 for organs. Organs had to haggle with the doctors for their price, and most went between. For, wow.
Too loud.
No. The guy says Snopes is bullshit too. I agree, Joe. I think Snopes is bullshit.
Can you guys hear this on the stream? We'll find out.
We will find out.
That's us, man. He's probably like, this is coming from California. I know they're not from California.
Is it coming from California?
Yeah, because it's a Skype phone call.
That's, for real? Yeah. That's how that works?
I'm going
to
let it
hey, rip. You reached Chad, but I can't come to my cell right now.
You got the wrong number.
I called the wrong number. Oops.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Let me leave a message. Hi, this is Eric from Surreal Talk. We dialed the wrong number on our call-in show, but we talk about conspiracies, so if you'd like to get back with us and check us out on Facebook. Yeah, oh yeah, www.surrealtalkpodcast.com. Sorry again for the inconvenience. Bye.
Let me get that number again.
What a dumbass.
Hey, man, you got to put it out there whenever you can. Any chance you get.
Off by one.
What a fucker. So, yeah, look, Kyle, I'm not getting a call.
All right, here we go. Let's try it again. This is a Canadian number.
All right, Kyle, try number two here. Here we go. Is Kyle there, eh?
Boop.
Let me take the front first.
Hello,
this is Pizza Hut. Did you order two large pepperonis with bacon and cheese sticks?
I absolutely did, Eric.
Ah, oh, damn it. Yeah. Hey, what's going on, man?
I was going to say, how does he know it's you? He knows your voice already.
Damn it, it's a conspiracy.
That kind of makes sense. We do a
show. It's like I listen to the show or something.
Kind of like that. So what's going on, Kyle? Thanks for calling.
Oh, not
buddy.
Much. Just hanging out.
All right, that's what we're doing.
How come you're not hanging out?
Hanging out. tell him to screw
Canadian
off.
Today. Haven't had my Timmy's.
I've been feeling very Canadian lately, and I don't know why.
You like Canadian bacon?
Hey. Yeah, no, Canadian bacon's not bad.
I'm more preferable to regular bacon.
Mm, me too.
Canadian bacon is just fried bologna.
Oh, or I love ham. Fried bologna, though.
They usually make it like out of ham in America.
America.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about, man? America.
Yeah, you sent me something about a Wendigo and some other cool stuff, too.
Yeah, well, there's this apparent disease called the Wendigo psychosis. And what it is if somebody ends up in a situation where it's like they're freezing to death or, that's the way it seems to tend to go is in situations when they're out in the cold or something to that effect, people will get a voice in their head that tells them to eat human flesh. Now, it doesn't matter if they even have food nearby. They don't have to be starving or anything to that effect. And the story that I read happened here in Alberta. A man was, he showed up in a town saying that his family had starved to death and he was starving and all this stuff. And they fed him, they clothed him. They went back after the storm cleared to find his family. And they found them, but
he ate them.
They had all been cut up, and there were still parts of them in the cooking pot. And apparently, Buddy had no idea that he had done this. And
that's pretty crazy.
After a while, he came back saying that he remembered a voice in his head telling him to eat human flesh, and he couldn't help but crave it.
Wow.
They've never been able to actually talk to a person who has this problem, because it seems as soon as they find out about it, the problem itself disappears.
He said about again.
The person. yeah, like the person becomes normal again. It's weird, but the thing that makes it seem more likely to be true is that it's not concentrated to just one area. If you look it up, it's actually happened for hundreds of years all over the world.
What kind of psychosis did you say that was called?
Wendigo psychosis.
Wendigo,
it's called Wendigo psychosis. The Algonquin tribe Pardon?
They're from Milwaukee.
That's exactly.
That's and they have one of their demons. It's called the Wendigo. And
he's also a mutant in X-Men, but whatever.
Yeah. But it comes during winter storms and stuff like that. And it's supposed to whisper into your ear and basically drive you insane. And part of it is that it makes you crave human flesh.
Wow.
On a similar thought, have you ever thought about what it'd be like to eat human? I've always wondered what it tastes like, what we taste like.
Yeah, what?
Actually, if you look it up, in the late 1800s, there was, I forget his name, but there was a cannibal who was actually interviewed by a newspaper company, and he explained to them that the reason that he loved human flesh so much was because it tasted like chicken. And chicken was his favorite food, and like where chicken. He lived, it was next to impossible to get chicken, so he went for the next best thing. The
I'd
other
say
one
that's meat, going a little far. I mean, because if they ran out of pizza and somebody's ass tasted like pizza, I'm not going to eat that. But
if somebody's ass tastes like pizza, I might be all over it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I bet you would.
That's just me.
Wow, dude, that's totally gnarly. I'd never even heard of that before.
Yeah, there's also another one. It's the only documented case where somebody firsthand saw a person affected by the Wendigo psychosis.
So it's just
it
like
was in.
It's just like a pardon? Voice in their head that tells them this, or the
yeah,
that's
it's
a,
yeah.
That's,
hysteria delusion.
I think what it seems to me is that it's when you're in one of those situations where you know you're gonna die, and then you know you start getting the drive to survive. Kind of
right,
thing.
Right.
I think it's like the drive to survive just gone wonky.
Sure. What's that thing called where way back in the day people's like inner monologue, they thought it was like an extra voice that they were hearing? I forget what it was called. There's a whole thing. But people used to hear...
Oh, like your conscience, basically.
Yeah, back in the day, humans hadn't developed the ability to understand that their conscience was they're hearing themselves think.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was...
Yeah, that's what Joan of Arc had.
Yeah, John exactly. Yeah, she thought she was hearing God.
She thought God was talking to her.
Really?
But instead, it was actually just her conscience and her inner voice telling her what she should do. And
pretty
yeah,
nuts.
She thought it was God.
That seems like a staple for like most religions nowadays.
Kind
of. Yeah, I find so. But I mean, if you think about it, what is religion really based back to? It's you know,
people way back when who could still
to live
hear
your
it.
Life by and.
Yeah.
You know, people say, oh, well, you know, it was God, but no, it was really you. You know, if life hands you lemons, you probably just found some lemons.
And yeah, in the case of most other religions, no, it's just you and you're actually not much of a shithead. You're just
yeah,
saying,
exactly.
You know, be nice to people. Don't have sex with other people of the same sex, which is kind of like, what's that business of yours? But anyway, that's what was in your head at the time you wrote the book.
Right.
Exactly. It's the perfect reference for that is from the movie The Love Guru.
Oh,
Bible
God, nobody saw that.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
I know why you saw that, because Mike Myers is Canadian.
Eh?
Because it's all about the Maple Leafs, and it's probably the only time in my lifetime that I'm going to see them win a cup.
Fair enough.
We get too much into hockey. But we got two hockey shows on the network, though.
Don't you whore out the hockey shows on the network. All We're right. talking about conspiracies.
All right, moving on then, sorry.
But yeah, that there was the one other story there, the only one that anybody had a firsthand account of in... In 1896, there was a man traveling in the woods near Trout Lake here in Alberta, and he said he had a vision of a creature. After seeing it, it basically drove him mad. Him and his fellow villagers believed he was possessed by a Wendigo, but he started going like really, really crazy, and they locked him in one of the cabins. The only eyewitness was a fur trader from Scotland. He said that when everybody had told him not to go into the cabin, but he went anyways. And when he looked at the man, he didn't even look like a man anymore. He had white hair. His skin was a palish.
I heard about
like
this.
A, Yeah, like almost the same color as a dead person, basically.
Yeah, it's like, you know, whenever somebody gets really scared, their hair flashes white and then they get pale. It's just, it's like a physical reaction to a mental trauma.
The guy,
but apparently his hair had turned completely white. His eyes were red. His ears had grown points. His teeth had grown into fangs, basically. Yeah, wow. He basically turned into Gollum.
Nice. Precious. Wow. Well, I mean, you know what? That's funny. I've never heard of this shit before. And I wonder if the Ecuadorian rugby team, I think they were
Uruguay.
Uruguay. Yep. You're absolutely right. The Uruguayan Paraguay.
It was one of them.
South American country. Yeah.
On the mountain there or whatever.
Yeah. I wonder if they went through that.
1971, I believe.
The movie Alive was what.
No, I think there was a bunch of people who were just hungry.
Well, might have.
You know what I mean? I mean,
I don't think so. I think they were just hungry people. Because it's not like everybody.
But their will to survive took over.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But at the same time, think about it. If you're really, really hungry and you really want pizza, tell me there isn't a little voice in your head saying, "Eat that pizza."
Yeah,
I don't think it'd be pizza. I'd be like, "I'm going to eat that human meat."
But you might go through. But listen, you might go through delusions enough to make you think that this is going to be like as good as pizza.
Before the delusion, I tell you, it's very possible that if I'm hungry after a few days and there's dead meat there, I might eat it.
But that's saying like before I went crazy, I thought this. But you can't. You don't have a frame of reference for before you went crazy because you're fucking crazy.
Also, I'm telling you,
you know what I mean.
The thought is that if you're cold, you might want to eat human meat. I'm telling you that I don't even have to get crazy to tell you that I probably eat human meat.
Right. Okay. You know what? I'm with Everett on this one, and this just could be like because I'm.
I'd have to agree too.
Yeah. I mean,
I like to live.
I mean, if I get stuck in a position where I have nothing else, I'm gonna eat some human.
I'm not gonna murder a human.
Yeah.
But if they die,
but if they're already dead.
Yeah, right. Fair game. I mean,
remember them the Bugs Bunny episodes that had the two guys that were shipwrecked on the island, and they look at each other, and one's the steak, and one's the sausage.
No, I thought one was a chicken leg.
Yeah, one's a chicken leg, and one's a steak. That's what it'd be like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like
the Minions movie, they turn into bananas.
Right.
Nah. I love the Minion movies. I'm sorry, but I do. What else did you have, Kyle? Do you have any other any cool shit like that?
I like that.
Well,
that was
a great
one.
I'm not sure if it's an urban legend or more of a conspiracy, but remember
the
call-in show there I was going to call in with the Lost Lemon Mine?
Oh, yeah. Give it up.
Also here in Alberta. Back in during the gold rush, there was a man. I forget his first name. His last name, obviously, Lemon.
It's calling
Ralph. But he and a friend went into the hillsides here in Alberta. And apparently struck the largest gold vein ever found, like ever. And it wasn't, they didn't have to dig or anything like that. They went to this cliff face and there was like a 3 foot high by like 100 foot long vein of gold just sticking out.
Damn.
No
and
shit.
It's gotta be possible.
Yeah. Yeah. So they took a chunk and as with that time, they went back to town to stake their claim. They laid their claim. They went back to start mining. And then, like, a few days later, Mr. Lemon came back in town and covered in blood, freaking out. He apparently put a hatchet into the back of his partner's head because something in the gold was telling him to. He lost his mind. And as soon as that happened, he forgot where the mine was. Then he vanished.
Money is the root of all evil. I think I can break this one down here. The guy killed his buddy because he wanted to keep all the money.
Yeah,
but then it drove him fucking nuts, and then he forgot where the mine was. Talk about your all-time backfires. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, oh, fuck, I'm going to keep all this for myself. And then you can't remember where it's at. Like, now you're going
to
jail for murder,
mine?
And you're poor.
Good. I don't think anybody deserves it. That much gold?
But since then,
Lord.
Nobody's been able to find this mine, and... over the past 100 years or so, there have been a few people that have gone looking for it. A
couple expeditions.
And, and out of the 4 expeditions I read about, only 2 of them came back.
Ooh.
And, I mean, Alberta's not, like, harsh countryside. It's not like you go out and you're going to get eaten by wolves.
Isn't that where Bret Hart's from? Calgary?
Pardon?
Isn't that where Bret Hart's from, Calgary?
Calgary, Alberta.
Yeah. The Hitman? Is he famous there?
What about Owen Hart? Rest
not
in peace.
Really. It's more Gretzky right now.
Jim the Anvil Neihart.
He seems to be holding everything. Pardon?
He's just fucking with
Owen Hart. Do you remember the Blue Blazer?
Oh, yeah, Owen Hart and Bret the Hitman Hart.
Yeah, sharpshooter, baby. Yeah. The excellence of execution.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, since then, only two of the expeditions out of the four that I've read about have actually come back, and the ones that didn't, nobody ever heard from the people again. And one of them was, like, I think it was, like, 12 people.
Damn.
The whole expedition didn't come back?
Yeah, two of them. He said two whole expeditions.
Yeah, nope. They went into the woods, and they just never came back.
Oh, they're still out there eating each other. Looking. It's a cross between both of
possible.
Your myths.
I don't know.
It's a cross between
both. It's like minus 30 out right now, so they got
wind to go. They got cold, they got Wendigo, and they're eating each other.
Yeah, Wendigo psychosis.
That's possible.
Could very well have been.
Man, that's, yeah, like, I'd never heard of either one of those, and that's really awesome because those were pretty interesting.
Yeah, it would have been. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Kyle.
We appreciate it.
We're going to give you
some
support.
Thanks for having me.
You'll hook and get back to the list. And we're going to give William here a call in a couple minutes. And
William Hung?
No, yeah. Not that one.
Love the show, guys.
Thanks, Kyle, man.
Thank
we appreciate you.
You
listening.
We appreciate it. Have a good day.
Hasta la later.
Okay, see you.
All right, A.
Go hang that up.
I just love it when we have call-ins.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, isn't it?
Yeah, call-ins are so cool.
If we get people to call in every week, I guess I would do it if they wanted to.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
No. I mean,
we got the technology figured out.
We can fix you. We have the technology.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Yeah, that's from Dogma.
Yep. Back to the list. Okay, we did Humans Can Lick 2, The Babysitter and the Man Upstairs. So you know about that one. The lady who's babysitting some kids gets a phone call. Why haven't you checked on the children?
Yeah, okay, so kind of like the movie.
What movie?
There's a movie where, it's like Scream, where, you know, she gets a phone call.
Yeah, basically the exact same thing. And he keeps calling back. She calls the police. I'm getting this call. This guy's really scary. And the police call back. We've traced the call.
It's coming from in the house. That's exactly. There's a movie that, it's not Scream, but there's a freaking movie that's what that is.
That's the premise?
I mean, it's even in the trailer.
How do you make a whole movie about that?
They did.
No,
it wasn't Drew Barrymore. Who the fuck
was
it?
She was in Scream.
Yeah.
It seems like it's like a 10-minute movie, you know what I mean? I'm having trouble making the story last a minute. Just telling you about what it is. Eventually, she goes upstairs, checks on the kids, and they're dead.
If I interrupt you enough times, though, we can make that last 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, you got to do the suspense thing. She's sitting on the couch, flipping through the channels. Maybe one of the lights flicker. Oh, that's weird. Building some more suspense.
Yeah. What was
the
she watching?
Rings. Probably a scary movie. Oh, now she's talking to her friend. Yeah, I'm watching these two kids. The parents are off in the city.
Yeah, boyfriend's coming over. He's on his way.
What a boring fucking movie that would be.
Fuck that. But we talked about black market organ removal.
All right, let me get back to my list, y'all.
Oh, elevator decapitation. Everett seems to think that this isn't possible.
No, I'm not saying it's not possible to get your head decapitated. I'm saying cleanly decapitated.
Well, yeah, no, it's not going to be a clean cut, but then again, what is other than a sword that's going to decapitate you, giving you a clean cut? A guillotine. Okay, fuck you. Fair enough. A guillotine would do that.
But my point is, like, the story is of the guy who he tried to get out and his head got caught between the floor and the elevator as he's, like, the floor outside the elevator and the ceiling of the elevator as he's trying to get out. His head gets caught and the elevator falls.
So you're talking about the elevator is actually going down from the floor that he stepped in?
Like, it stopped and it's, like, up above him and he's trying to, you know, wiggle his way out. But as he gets his head partially the way through, I guess it drops again. It would have to be like going really fast to chop your head off, too. And if it's stopped and you're trying to wiggle out, it's just going to kind of squish your head. You know what I mean? You're not going to get a clean chop off. And the story goes that the guy who was in there with him had to spend the next few hours with the part of the guy's head that got chopped off. If the story was the guy's head got chopped off and it was left in the car, that means his body was out and he was coming in head first. So maybe he was a rescuer.
I don't know. But do you know what this reminds me of?
It's all fishy.
I saw a viral video of these people that were at a hotel, and I honestly can't remember where it was, but they took like a video on their phone of the fucking elevator walls bleeding, and everybody was all crazy up in arms about it. But when I actually found out the behind-the-scenes story, there was a guy caught in the elevator shaft, and he got fucked up, and that was the whole deal. Like, he died for sure.
Oh, bummer.
But yeah, they didn't know what was going on.
The walls are bleeding.
Like, but the whole deal was like three floors up, that happened to a guy. He got caught in there, and it fucking ripped him all up. And I don't know if he was in the shaft or if he was trying to get through the door, I can't remember, but the guy got fucked up.
Enough to where there was blood,
and it was like when you watch the video, it wasn't just like, it was fucking pouring down the walls.
Weird.
Yeah, a lot of blood, lot of blood. It was crazy,
That's
crazy.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing I got on my list is snuff films. Apparently snuff films are an urban legend that like this video, this is a person getting killed.
That's not an urban legend. I've seen plenty of deaths on...
Yeah, people killing other people.
Yes, no, totally.
I don't know why I've watched that.
The cartel one with the chainsaws and the guy's head.
The Russian video where they cut the guy's throat out. Oh.
Two kids, one hammer.
Oh, that one's the mess, though.
That one's bad.
That's another urban legend, but it's true.
No, that's very true.
These kids in Russia who were going around basically beating people to death with hammers and filming it.
No, they were. That's not at all what happened.
I thought that's what it was.
It is, but not really. So, like, you're not giving enough justice. They would go out and they would find homeless people and they would coax them out to the forest or whatever, and, you know, with promises of, like, money, food.
Booze. Because we all know homeless people only want booze.
Right. Yeah, no shit. And they would wrap a plastic bag around their hand with a hammer in the bag, and they would...
Thump that sumbitch, huh?
And then they would get down there and film everything that's going on with this guy as they're beating him with the hammer. You know what I mean? Stabbing him and shit with knives.
That's like Negan in The Walking Dead. You didn't watch that.
It was so bad, dude. Like, I'll never watch that. That's the stuff nightmares are made of. That shit will give you nightmares.
It's just like Negan on The Walking Dead, but real.
Mm.
Like, oh, Glenn's terrible. Eyeball popped out.
It was terrible. It was absolutely fucking terrible. And then, like, you'll see ones that are, like, on Reddit or whatever, like, warning death. Like, this guy walks out into traffic, and then this car comes going by at 70 miles an hour and just...
Like a spray?
His legs are over there, and his body's over there. So, like, no, dude, snuff films are real. But now, I think in the way that you're talking, though, like, for profit... Snuff films, like, if there's people out there that actually want to see this type of stuff.
Sure. Well, like the John Waters movie, Pink Flamingos. It's a horrible, gross movie.
I've never seen it.
John Waters is the same guy that made Crybaby. He's the same guy that made Hairspray.
Crybaby?
Yeah, you know, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Crybaby.
But in the first movie he made was called Pink Flamingos. It was about two different families that were trying to be the most disgusting family in America. Anyway, at one point, the family, it was filmed like it was real, but you can tell it's not. Anyway. They kidnapped the other family and shoot them. It was supposed to be a real murder on the thing, but it was just part of the movie. At the end of the movie, though, the star of the movie is a man named Divine. He's a cross-dresser, like a tranny. And at the end of it, they follow this dog, and this is just like after the credits or whatever, and the dog shits. He picks it up and eats it right on the camera.
Oh,
about made me throw up. I only watched it once. It was fucking gross. But yeah, Pink Flamingos, John Waters, if you're into that stuff. The next one I wanted to talk about was USA Japan. So apparently there's a town in Japan called USA, spelled capital USA, not capital SA, but capital U then lowercase SA. And I don't think it's actually spelled that way in Japan because they use like a whole other alphabet, like they use characters rather than, well, I guess ours are characters too, huh?
Yeah, but they like symbols almost.
Yeah, that's better. Well, ours are symbols too.
But let me stop right there. How the fuck is this an urban legend or an urban myth at all?
Well, because people were saying there's a town in Japan called USA or USA, so they changed their name is the legend. So they changed their name so they can make products that say made in USA, and they would actually be made there.
Oh,
so they could sell
okay.
products that were made in the USA or whatever, but they're actually... But that town's been called that forever. It wasn't changed just after World War II, like the myth said.
Right.
Yeah, the myth was just after World War II they changed their name. So that's kind of bullshit.
Daddy long legs aren't poison. We know that.
I think we saw this on Mythbusters, right? They talked about daddy long legs don't have long enough teeth to get through your skin. And even if they did, their poison isn't really that much to speak of.
No, it's not gonna be bad.
All right, the hook. The hook is very similar, I guess, to the one there's a stranger in your backseat.
That's I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Well, the original, there was a guy with hook in that movie. But the original story is these people are out on, like, Lover's Lane or whatever like that, and they hear something out in the forest, and the guy gets out.
Sex overlook.
Yeah, whatever, like they're out at the point.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Turkey point.
They hear something out. That was from Crybaby. They get out, and the guy goes and looks around, and he hears a blood-curdling scream, and he gets back to the car, and the girl's like, I saw something out there. I swear he was right close to the car. And he's like, all right, whatever. So they drive back to town, right? And he gets back to her house. He gets out of the car, goes around the car to let her out, and there in the door was a pulled-off hook that somebody had stabbed into the door right on her side.
Yeah, this is I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Well, yeah, and they heard on the radio, too, before they went out there that this is there's somebody escaped from the state mental hospital. He was a fucking criminally insane asshole or something like that.
So this story's just missing Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr.
Basically, and Jack Black in the sequel.
Jack Black was in the sequel?
Remember I Still Know What You Did Last Summer? They were down in, like, Jamaica.
Yeah.
He was the fat pool guy or whatever. He had the weed growing in his shack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I love me some Jack Black, though.
Me too. I don't really care too much for his movies, but I love Tenacious D. His movies are okay, depending on the movie.
School of Rock was all right.
Nothing super special.
Year One was good.
I mean, Nacho Libre was okay. But
not really.
You didn't like Nacho?
Nope.
I thought it was okay. Let's see. The boyfriend's death. That's another one of those out in the country road. I hear something. Bull crap. We'll skip that.
William Shields says that that movie you were talking about where they thought that, you know, it was real or whatever. About the, he says that the animal deaths turned out to be real in the movie, but the human ones weren't.
Hmm. Well, how about, why don't we call William? Hey, William or anybody? We'll find out in about 30 seconds. Like I said, he's behind. So let's do one more before we do that. I don't see anything. Ooh, buried alive myths. People getting buried alive.
I'm with it.
I don't know why this is a myth, but it says here on list25.com, I want to read the entry. This one could be barely considered an urban legend, considering how often people have been buried alive. Okay. It says, in fact, in the past, many coffins were even quiffed with strings that ran through the ground, like through a pipe, and connected to a bell not far away. So they put a pipe in the ground, run a string through it, and there's one in the thing. If they wake up, ding-a-ling, ding-ding, come on, bury me. So, but anyway.
They must have had some shit medical examiners back then.
I tell you what, fucking drunk. Yep.
He's gone.
Check his wallet.
Give him a bottle.
But that's pretty crazy.
But yeah, let's talk about the logistics of that, though. Getting buried alive. I've seen Kill Bill. You know, to get out of that on your own would be just absolutely fucking horrible.
She did it pretty easy.
Well, that's because she knew the she was trained by Pai Mei, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. Pai Mei was a badass, but yeah. He ripped that one chick's eye right out of her.
Yeah. Ella Hanna. McPherson?
The mermaid?
Oh, yeah, Daryl Hannah, that's right.
Yeah.
She was the mermaid from Tom Hanks' movie, yeah?
Yeah, Splash. Hold on, I'm getting William's number down. I'm going to go ahead and give him a call.
All right.
So, hold on.
Hold on, yeah. So, everyone, if you aren't, you know, if you don't like us on Facebook or if you don't have a Facebook, you're really missing out because we do a couple live videos from time to time. And I did one today where Everett kind of screwed up and forgot that he had to walk all the way back across the room. I had to fill some time. I danced a little jig. It was a lot of fun. So, also, don't forget to go to the Surreal Talk website and vote for me.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm beating the shit out of you. I'm not even going to shill today.
Oh,
I don't need to ask people to vote for me. Yeah, they had no to vote for me.
Is that right?
Yeah. All right, William, we're calling you, buddy.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Shields?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
Pretty good.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, no problem. You kind of remind me of your voice. Let's see. It's did you ever watch Butcher. Louis C.K.? No. You ever watch Louis C.K. comedy?
Yeah, not stand-up. Yeah.
Okay, he does the joke about the guy who makes him the coffee. The guy's like, oh, that guy really made my coffee really good. He's like, I don't know, just a real cool barista guy.
He made
like,
the shit out of my coffee.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway,
hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, take it anyway. So what are you up to, William? What do you got for us today?
Well, you know, I actually have three really short ones.
That's what she said.
So the first one is kind of borders between, you know, an urban legend kind of and a conspiracy theory, like the last caller.
Oh, yeah.
Can I stop you right there? Yep. Aren't all conspiracy theories kind of fall into an urban legend?
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking when I was watching the show, too. I was like, they're kind of similar, so.
Yeah, anyway, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. But no, so the one I was talking about is Dugway Chemical Testing and Storing Facility, otherwise known as the Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah. So I live in St. Louis, but I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah for a while, as well as Southern Idaho. And when we were in Utah, my father, who had a conspiracy show and stuff like that, you know, Yes.
What was it called?
He had a radio show out there. It was called In the Dark Radio with Bill Shields.
That's cool. So you're Bill Shields Jr., more or less.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
So what ended up happening was he heard all these you know, conspiracy theories about Dugway. And so he went out with a couple of friends to actually check it out. And, you know, I'm like, I don't know, 6 at the time. So he took me with him. And we get out there. And as you get within about 3 miles to the facility, you see these signs that say, approaching Dugway, you will be shot if you cross this line in, you know, 3 miles. And as you get closer, the signs get even closer and closer. And we got all the way up to the line where it said that if you cross this line, you will be shot under authorization of the United States military. Now, you know, like places like Area 51, if you cross that line, they don't shoot you. They send somebody out there. And not with Dugway. Dugway is one of those places that even before 9/11, if you cross that line, it was shoot to kill.
Really?
So, I don't know what the hell's going on back there.
Exactly. A lot of the rumors and stuff coming out of there was that there was, you know, UFOs, because at night there are strange lights above the facility. You know, some people think it's just helicopters.
There's deserts out there in Utah, New Mexico, Nevada. There's some weird shit going on out there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, there's even crazy outlandish theories of there, like, being Bigfoot living there, that they captured him in Oregon and decided to, you know, house him there, and that's why they're so protective.
We caught him in Oregon, but we're going to take him to Utah.
Yeah, exactly.
He was at home in the trees, but he'll like the rocky desert.
Yeah, exactly. But so the more interesting one is, so when I lived in southern Idaho, again, through my father's conspiracy show, one of the ones that we had a chance to work with was a place in Blackfoot, Idaho. And so basically the story goes that in the early settling days when the Mormons were moving out to Utah and southern Idaho, they were actually traveling through a portion of what's now known as Blackfoot, Idaho. And there was a tribe known as the Shoshone.
It was Shoshone.
Well, I mean, it's
I've been there. I've been to Shoshone Falls. I thought maybe it's Shoshone. Shoshone Falls. Those falls are really cool. We stayed
there. Yeah. The locals called it Shoshone, but, you know.
We seen some sort of rock that was out there that was, like, just barely sitting on top of, like, a little bitty. It was, like, just a weird formation of a giant rock that's barely connected to what it's sitting on. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
What's that called?
Oh, yeah. Because I actually lived like 10 miles away from that for a long time.
Yeah, we stayed in this place that had, it was a hot springs, and they had geodesic domes that you would sleep in. It was like a room made inside of a dome. I don't know if you
Yeah.
There was an alligator right outside of our dome sleeping in a hot spring. It was real weird. They kept it there.
Hmm.
Anyway, sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, that's all right. So basically the story goes that at the Mormon church, as they were coming through that area, they were, you know, they were backed by the government at the time, where if they had contact with the native tribes, that they were allowed to kill them because they considered them savages and stuff like that. And so what happened was, is they were going through a portion of the Shoshone's actual, what's now their reservation on the Snake River. And so the modern tale is that if you're down in this portion of the river, you can hear babies crying. And, like, the EVPs are really, really eerie. You can hear them really, really well. But you hear, these babies crying, and then just all of a sudden they stop. And the story for the area is that as the Mormon troops were coming through, the Shoshone were so afraid that the Mormons were going to find them because they had left their, you know, nearby camps and were hiding in the woods. They were so afraid that they were going to be found because of their children that the Shoshone took all of their children under the age of 6 and took them down to the river and had to drown all of them.
Holy fuck.
For the fear that you know, the crying babies and the children would make too much noise. And
sometimes I'm afraid the Mormons are going to find me too.
So the Mormons drown their own babies?
No, actually, it was the Shoshone who drowned their own babies.
Oh, yep. So they were afraid the Mormons would find them.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep, and so they took all their children down to the river and drowned them all. Oh, yeah, very savage. But that's the thing, is like that particular area on the Snake River, if you go out there and do like EVP stuff, you can totally hear, you know, babies crying, and just all of a sudden, snap, it's done. You don't hear anything.
Man, and I'm sorry if I didn't find Ohio, Idaho, sorry, to be the, it was like one of the worst places I'd ever been. I don't know why I felt that way.
But, hey, man, I grew up there. You're 100% right.
Me and April, we took
potatoes?
We took a 15-day road trip all the way to the West Coast and back. We hit everything literally on the west half of the United States. And Idaho was like seemingly the low part of the trip for me, but I loved those falls. The falls were a highlight, but other than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, and, you know, you got craters in the moon out there and, you know, the City of Rocks and stuff like that.
Well, let me ask you this.
And you got the Hickman Horse.
Do their potatoes taste any better than anywhere else in the country?
Potatoes. Love potatoes.
That part is kind of true. I lived in a really rural area. The farm that my house was attached to was a potato farm. And,
I was actually in
The owner would just bring it to us.
I was actually talking to a guy at work yesterday. This was yesterday, about Idaho, Montana, and all that. And we were on the discussion of, like, federal law and state law. Like, if you're compliant with state law but not compliant with federal law, you know what I mean? Like, how does that even work? And what it brought us to was whenever they raided all those Mormon places that, you know, where they had like you know, guys like 17 wives, and you know, he banged all the ladies, and he's got like 80 kids, and they're all, it's all incest. Okay, so obviously the...
How is it all incest? I don't care. Never mind. Keep moving.
So, well, I'm saying obviously the states didn't find anything wrong with that because the federal government had to come in and do that. So why didn't the states... Anyways, we were just on... It's just interesting because I can relate to that because we were talking about this, that same area. But, you know, but the difference between federal and state law.
Believe me, that is something that I can get into you with private messages because, like I said, I grew up out there for about, I don't know, 16 years, and a lot of my good friends were Mormons, and a lot of there's a lot of shady stuff that happens out there. And it, a lot of the stories you hear of, you know, state law superseding federal law at the time, yeah, that stuff's 100% true.
So,
my neighbor had three wives.
Am I wrong thinking like most of these Mormon groups was just like one rich white guy at the top making all the money, and like he was controlling all the women? They're making the clothes, they're doing the chores. You know what I mean? And basically, wouldn't he like ship the dudes out at like 15 years old? Like isn't that normal practice for those types of communities?
They send out missionaries at like 16, I believe,
okay,
16
right.
or 18, and they send them out. And that kind of stuff is common practice. We actually only had one polygamist, which is the multiple wives thing.
Right.
We only had one of those, and he lived next door. But you know, it was the Mormon Church used to be legal to practice polygamy.
Right.
And the United States government actually had to step in and be like, hey, you know, we're not super cool with this. You guys need to stop. And the very next day, the prophet, the leader of the Mormon Church, was like, oh, I just got a vision from God saying we can't practice this anymore.
Now, encouraged. What got me onto that was I was actually playing devil's advocate in an argument about a guy was all pissed off about how Muslims were coming over and that their way of life was going to take over and that we should ban the way. And I'm like, look, now you can't really go that route because once you start banning, you know, people because of their religions, I was and then I got onto that where I'm like, you know, what if certain states adopt, okay, yeah, Muslims can have Sharia law. What if certain states adopt that? And I'm like, well, and then the guy was like, well, wouldn't federal government come in and step in? And I'm like, well, then that's the difference between state law and federal law. And that's a lot of the argument with marijuana
and
isn't that the law with marijuana in Colorado? Like it's legal. The state right. law is legal, but the federal government is not okay with that. And I think that
Obama's been telling the DEA to not fuck with them.
Well, I believe the governor of Colorado even said that, like, look, if your federal agents come in and try to enforce your federal marijuana laws, I'll arrest them.
Well, now it's legal in so many states now. It's legal in Washington.
But
legal
it's still
in California.
Federally against the law.
Fair enough, but only for a matter amount of time. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's only a matter of time left.
Yeah. I didn't mean to totally screw your story up. My bad.
No, that's all right. Like I said, I can private message you about all that stuff because there's a lot. So my only other thing for the show today was what's called the Hobson Hole. And the Hobson family has been living on this property since like the time that the Mormon settlers actually came into this area.
Sure.
And it's located in southern Idaho. I actually posted in the group about this a long, long time ago. But essentially, it's a hole where when the family first got the property, you know, they were, you know, drawing the bounds and they were trying to figure out what was all on the property. And they came across a cave. And this particular cave had what was described as Egyptian hieroglyphics.
I read this.
And they were, and they were kind of surprised because, you know, Egyptian hieroglyphics in the middle of Idaho, in the middle of the United States, doesn't
right.
make any sense. But, you know, the Hobson family was a very devout Mormon family, and they actually they brought it to the attention of the Mormon Church. And, you know, the Mormon Church believed that the Native Americans of the United States were actually the 13th tribe of Israel. So they were using this to be like, oh, hey, this is 100% true. You know, they must have, you know, escaped from Egypt and, you know, somehow crossed over the ocean on a great pilgrimage and ended up in the United States.
That'd be a hell of a voyage.
Yes, it would, especially back then.
It
took Moses 40 years of wandering in the desert to get the Hebrews to fucking Israel just from Egypt. It must have taken about 40 years.
That's what the timeline was on that 40 years?
Yeah, I believe so.
40 years wandering in the desert, you know, but apparently only a couple of years to cross the ocean. All right. But so basically what it is there's the Mormon Church was like, all right, well, this just kind of confirms our beliefs and our theories. So, you know, we're going to mark it as a holy site. You know, the Hobson family, you know, they were super devout. So the church basically told them that, you know, we'll give you a stipend of money to protect this hole. And the only people who are allowed to visit here are high-ranking bishops from, like, you know, Salt Lake City, up in the very top echelons of the church.
I think we got to make a mission. Yeah, we need to do a mission. We need to go to this hole and go down in this hole.
Yeah.
And see what's what.
You know, and that's the thing is that the ex-wife of the lady who lived there, or the guy who lived there, is actually really good friends with my father. That's how we found out about this
story.
Now,
not that this matters to me at all, but are you Mormon? Were you Mormon?
No, never.
Oh, okay, right. Like I said, not that it matters at all, but I was just wondering, just like frame reference.
Let me ask you this. Does anybody really care about polygamy? Do you care that they can marry multiple women?
Personally,
I think they should be allowed
to. It's a slippery slope. That's fine, but I don't want you to be marrying underage girls because you think that's okay.
No. But there should be...
If you
want to
have two wives and the chicks are okay with it, that's your own fault because you're just fucking up.
It's the same thing to me as gay marriage. It's a civil liberty, and if that's the way you believe you should be, so... Insurance should be written to where, you know, you could have multiple spouses.
Right.
Granted, you get into the whole thing, people are going to abuse it, and you're probably right. But everything is abused, from welfare to fucking...
But if money's the only reason that you're stopping that, that's not okay.
Right. In my opinion, that it's exactly right. Because there's always going to be some asshole game.
Like I said, personally, I don't see a problem with polygamy, but the man, why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah. One's usually enough.
Why would you do that to yourself? Come on, man.
I love my wife. She's probably watching right now, but one of her is more than plenty. Sometimes.
Yeah, you're just fucking asking for it with three, four wives. You're just asking for it.
Yeah.
I bet there's a high suicide rate in polygamy, huh?
There probably is a high suicide rate.
But no, I agree with you. I'm kind of that way with the, you know, gay marriage and everything, too.
Let it live.
I'm all for civil liberties. Drugs should be legal. If you can't handle it, well, that's your problem.
Right. No, I agree.
But I agree with Eric. Once you start marrying underage people, man.
Yeah. Now
then you got a little bit of a problem.
I don't feel like you should.
Now look, like
no interracial. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's totally okay too. But like, if here's the thing, like, I don't feel like a 12-year-old girl can make proper decisions for her the rest of her life, and I don't feel like her parents should be pushing her off to a 40-year-old man if that's the type of shit that happens. Now, if that does happen, then I'm totally not okay with polygamy. But if you're marrying of age women and they're completely consenting, short of a little brainwashing, I'm not cool with that. Like if they're brainwashed into it, like if you're using God to make
it's not brainwashed if they've been, that's the way they've been raised from their birth. You know what I mean? They've been Mormons.
How is it not brainwashing if it's been that's the way that you've been raised?
That you've been raised not to do that. It's just how you're raised.
I've made my own decisions and on most everything in my life.
The point is, you've made your decisions based on a base that you learned when you were a kid. Before you could understand shit, there was a base of how society works that you learned.
Instead of morals.
I've said you this before, I don't operate within the exact boundaries of the law because I wasn't consulted when the goddamn laws were made. But I feel I operate on my morality.
I understand what you're saying, but your morality was built in the time before you could even reason. For the most part, your morality was built before you could reason.
I don't know. I'll concede the point there.
Anyway, Hobson Hole, right?
Hobson Hole, yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Hey, believe me, this is very interesting stuff, and I would love to go into depth with it. And I don't want to piss off any of
you.
You're
making
listeners.
A pun there, going into depth about Hobson Hole?
Depth with the hole, I get it.
So it comes down to, you know, there's strange lights around this hole a lot. Some of the people that the elder of the family, you know, they found him. He got real tired. This was about in the early 1900s. He got really, really tired of, you know, keeping his mouth shut about this hole because, you know, him being really devout, he's like, you know, why is the church hiding this? This is just confirms all of our beliefs. And so he decided he was going to go public with it. And he ended up being found beheaded the day before he was about to make a press conference.
That's some Scientology
under a bridge.
Shit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But so inside the cave are these hieroglyphics, right? And so these cave paintings and hieroglyphics depict a reptilian-like humanoid,
enslaving
a race of just normal people. And you guys kind of briefly touched on the lost tribe that was like based in New Mexico and so on.
Yeah, like the Clovis people.
Yeah. So a lot of the theories link those two, saying that that civilization, the reason they disappeared is because the reptilians were actually either came down or came from, you know, the Hollow Earth or whichever it is, and enslaved that race. And once they had found that they actually weren't such a good means of, you know, slave labor, they just annihilated all of them and either receded back into the Hollow Earth or just hid. And yeah, so the hole has, you know, there's really, really unusual tracks that have been seen coming in and out of there. Like they would send people out and they would investigate, you know, the site, and they would see, you know, very reptilian-like, you know, tracks and stuff, you know, very three-toed, you know, reptile-like feet marks. And people were kind of surprised by
those goddamn reptilians. Hillary and her her ilk.
Yeah, exactly.
As Eric would say.
Hillary's she's a reptilian.
So is the Queen of England, isn't she?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Prince Charles. Oh, wait, somebody was just quoted saying Prince Charles wasn't human. I forget who it was, though. Because I told you that Princess Diana was quoted saying that the Queen of England is not human. And there's someone that was just quoted saying that Prince Charles isn't human.
Yeah, she was quoted before she died.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, it wasn't... Wasn't Vladimir Putin who called out somebody for not being human?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Wasn't
he
that called out Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, man. I don't know how much I believe in the reptilian shit, but when you got people like Vladimir Putin saying, like, she's not human.
Because he's somebody you can really trust and put your faith behind.
What, you don't like Vladimir Putin?
I'm not saying that I do or don't.
What's your problem with Putin?
I'm not saying he's a fucking Russian, and I've been taught since baby to not trust Russians.
Oh, so you're brainwashed from day one. Uh-huh.
It happens. I mean, I'm proud of it.
Why don't you think with your morals?
I only have morals that pertain to my daily life. Anyway. All right, Will, we're going to go ahead and, I guess, get off here. It's almost time for us to kill the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, dude, thanks
really
for calling in. We appreciate it. Call in next time we do a call-in show. We'd love talking to you again.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, heck yeah, man. No problem. You guys have a good one.
Take it easy, Will.
You too, buddy. Have a good day.
See you.
Bye-bye.
There we go. That was William. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
What'd you say?
I said, thanks for calling in, buddy.
That's what I said.
No, that's what I said.
Where'd you guys get this guy?
I guess that pretty much does
it for today.
Let's wrap her up.
All right, well.
Thanks for everybody for calling in. Thanks for everybody on YouTube watching. Thanks for everybody who's joined our Facebook page, our Facebook group, who've sent us emails and messages, who've been so kind.
Yeah, we do thank you for all the support, and I'm not going to say love, but all the love that we get from everybody. And, yeah, the group's hot. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, I've approved 3 people already since we started today.
Oh, also... subscribe to YouTube, man. Tell your friends.
Oh, the Facebook thing. We talked about it kind of on the last on the road. I didn't put up the poll. I meant to put up the poll, but I didn't. To whether or not we should just start broadcasting on Facebook rather than on YouTube.
Right. Yeah. If you would prefer.
It's tempting.
Facebook Live. I mean,
it would reach a lot.
Yeah, it would reach a lot more people.
Probably. Somebody asked why we don't do it on both. The software I use is a free piece of software called OBS, and we use it all throughout the network. We don't use it because it's free, but we use it because for what it does really good, but it only allows one outgoing stream at a time.
Ah.
So there's another software we can buy that's a monthly subscription we could get that allows you to do multiple
streams
at the same time. I don't know if it supports Facebook. I'm sure it does. It's a manual process, but we'll look into it. But we might do that. Who knows?
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't be opposed to going Facebook Live every week.
Oh,
either.
I know what the problem is. That software doesn't run on Mac, and my computer in the studio for that is a Mac, not a PC.
Right.
So,
All right, well, Eric and Everett, this has been Surreal Talk. Please like us on Facebook, like us on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment, share, the whole nine.
See, next Sunday we'll be back on the air on our normal time.
Next Sunday we will be back, normal
Which
time.
Which will be, what, the 18th?
Yeah, what are we going to do next Sunday, man?
I don't know yet. We'll figure that out, and we'll try to say something on a group over the week.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I really want a conspiracy.
Do you know,
I'm down for doing a bunch of research.
Here's something that might blow your mind. You know what Christmas is on this year?
Sunday.
A Sunday. So we might have to do like a Saturday show, or Maybe even skip Sunday.
God, they
maybe
are
skip
fucking killing us with the holidays this year.
I hear you. But we'll try to get some shows.
Again,
we apologize.
We're trying to do, but once this holiday season shit is over, we're going right back to the normal schedule, and we'll be killing it. So, yeah. Oh, I'm ready. I'm back to my bread and butter, man.
Also, sorry again for last week's show. Could have been longer. Could have been better.
I'm blaming that on Everett.
How are you blaming on me? You were just as involved. You didn't make the time.
It sounded good.
During the week to get in the studio. You could have got a hold of me and said, hey, man, what are we going to do about that episode? You never even texted me once. You were like, fuck our fans.
Yeah, no, that's not what I said. I was like, you know what? I got to work so I can eat. And if I can't eat, I can't live. And if I can't live, I can't do Surreal Talk.
You only needed to bust out an hour for me. We could have did this. But no, you got to make me do it by myself. It's not like
you know I make $900 an hour, so.
Never mind then.
I'm just kidding.
All right, everybody. We'll catch you next week.
Thank y'all. Have a good week.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.